Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up with all these listeners, John, asking us to do a wrestling segment?
You want to talk to me about running?
Maybe I do, John.
You know what? This is what we'll do. We'll do a minute of running and a minute of wrestling.
Two.
The run and wrestling connection.
I've already run like so many K today.
This is wrestling. This.
For no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
Get off the wrestling mat. Boo!
Run.
The run and wrestling connection. Notice how all the cool songs come because of wrestling, not because of running.
Yeah, Nick, can we get a different version for next week? It could just alternate back and forth. One week it could be wrestling music, but then what about the song dun 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 from Chariots of Fire?
What a lame ass movie.
I've never seen it, but great motivation.
Also, that's not a really good hype up song. Does that motivate
you? Yeah, that doesn't motivate anything.
That song doesn't get you hyped?
No.
What? You're an idiot. And you are too.
You know what song hypes me up? Cody Rhodes' theme song.
I don't care about Cody Rhodes.
Asian Joe, a very wise individual, says, how much would it cost to sponsor an additional 30 seconds of wrestling talk or to cut 30 seconds out of running talk? Great question, Joe.
No. Great question.
We'll put that on the agenda for tomorrow's meeting.
Wait, we have another meeting tomorrow?
Well, Bidenflation has already come for the run and wrestling connection. So Josh gets 2 minutes on running. I get two minutes on wrestling.
Who would like?
You know,
we did it.
As a kind person, I would.
355. What about 355?
355.
You each get 355.
Oh, yeah. You pay me 355.
Nice. Do that.
Would you like to go first today?
I mean, I can.
I feel like I would go first.
I need to teach you about the science of running.
Well, it's called the running and wrestling connection.
I feel like
the run and wrestling connection.
Given how John responded to the previous segment, I feel like I need to tell you.
Runners think that the temperature is 20 degrees warmer than it actually is. Actual science.
I need you to go for a run, John, so you can understand.
No, I don't
what
need
like.
To go for a run.
Shout out to all the runners in Boston who finished at what, Nick?
I'll say. Somebody, Nebraska Disc Golf Company, says add another minute of chain tickling.
Wow, see, everyone's just taking my time. I thought this was supposed to be a time to talk about. Boston Marathon happened on Monday, 128th running. I'll be there next year. I'm looking forward to it. Shout out to all the local Nebraskans who ran in the Boston Marathon. Running is such
an... And apparently did so under brutal conditions.
It was brutal.
65 degrees.
About 10% actually had to get medical attention. 10% of the runners.
Yes, because their knees were going...
So it's like the Chiefs-Dolphins game, but
yeah,
the opposite.
Yes. This was the Chiefs-Dolphins game of the Boston Marathon.
You guys are monsters. I did want to give one shout out to Blake. My friend Blake, so he is one of the folks who had his goal. He beat his goal. He ran a 2:43. He's already back running again. He's back in Omaha. That's fast.
You're just not going to say anything nice about Derek?
Derek ran a 2:52. Derek kicked ass as well. Derek adjusted early and was like, my goal, I'm not going to be able to reach my goal. He wanted to go 2:45, but he was like, I'm not going to be able to do that today because of the conditions, because they were so tough. The running conditions were tough. Early forecast, John, for Eugene. Says solid running conditions. Maybe a little rain.
What temperature is it going to be?
Mid-40s.
So the 60s.
Oh, my God. It's going to feel like 65.
Wait, is it going to feel like 65, or did you already put in the math so really it's
going to
be 20?
So it's actually, yeah.
I just told you, you add 20 degrees to whatever the day is.
No, but did you already add the 20 or...
I said it's going to be 45 degrees, so it'll feel like 65.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you had already if it was going to be 25 degrees.
No, it would feel pretty
cold. So no one's going to die, you're saying?
No, well, I'm going to kick some
ass. This won't be the ice bowl of running?
No, that would, I mean, if you were down into the teens.
Do you have to watch out for bears up there?
I don't know. This segment sucks. I hate both of you. Tell me about your dumb sport.
Well,
Cody Rhodes' story.
Big news this week. Rhea Ripley, the women's champion, had to forfeit her title because she got hurt.
People simp over her.
She got hurt for real.
A bunch of dorky wrestling people simp over a woman? Not surprised. Have they ever seen a woman in real life besides at wrestling events?
You should Google her.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley.
She's a very good wrestler, and she had to give up her title because she's really hurt.
What's her name?
Not fake her. Rhea Ripley.
R-H-E-A.
Also, there was a dramatic moment as Chad Gable, another former real wrestler who's turned professional wrestler, turned on Sami Zayn. And Sami won the match. So this was like a Rocky story that played out in real life.
Oh, Rocky, who Steven just texted and says runs.
Upstairs. That one.
Yeah,
time.
But he was doing it to train for boxing.
I'm training to run.
You're not training for boxing, though.
I could, though. Maybe I'll box to train to run.
But Sammy was celebrating the victory by hugging his wife, and Chad Gable jumped him from behind and gave him a pile driver on the concrete.
That's not good.
That's not assault, good at brother. All.
Also, your guy, the guy you bought a t-shirt for, LA Knight, facing AJ Styles for the right to face Cody Rhodes in the next pay-per-view.
LA Knight, Cody Rhodes would be legendary.
Do you regret buying that shirt with the whole truck situation?
I mean, that was months ago.
Okay.
I couldn't.
But I told you
that.
I had a funny ha-ha.
Oh, I thought this whole segment was a funny ha-ha.
This was from a podcast recently.
A wrestling podcast?
Did you listen at normal speed?
I listen to everything at normal speed because I'm not a weirdo.
That's fair.
I'm not a weirdo who just magically just adds 20 degrees to the temperature and thinks a 65-degree day is brutal
and
condition.
And runs with bears.
That's how it works, John.
But, you know, famous people sometimes when they encounter others in public, it's like, oh, man, it'd be cool if you could call my wife or call my son. Well, this father met The Undertaker recently, and so he placed a phone call to his 7-year-old.
That's the theme song I played first.
Cool.
And this is what happened. You might appreciate this, Josh.
So I start messing with him. Like, I do everybody, right? I was like, Bjorn, it sounds like to me you're getting in some kind of trouble at home, aren't you? He goes, no, I'm not getting in any trouble. I said, no, I'm pretty sure it sounds like you're up to something. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. He goes, I'm not doing anything I'm not supposed to be doing. You're doing something you're not supposed to be doing. I was like, no. And then this kid, this 7-year-old kid goes, hey, I'll shoot you right in the face. I about lost it, right? I said, what? You're going to shoot me? And now his dad is mortified, right? He is just like, oh, my gosh. So now I'm having an argument with a 7-year-old about shooting him in the face, which I probably shouldn't be talking about this, but it was all in good fun.
You had to be there for the moment.
So anyway, so we're going back and forth right now. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he goes, well, you're a Democrat. And I'm like, I'm a Democrat. What? Where did that come from? What does that mean to you? And oh my gosh, his dad, who's standing right next to me, is just like, he's got his head in his hand. He is just like, I'm so sorry.
See, it was about shooting people in the face. He's a Democrat. So, you know, that's supposed to be an insult. Apparently, this kid has been indoctrinated.
Apparently, yeah. Log off the internet, young child. Yeah. By the way, I looked up this Rhea character. No wonder Nick likes her. Sticking her tongue out like a weirdo.
Not the only one who likes her. Many people like her.
Yeah.
She's very popular.
She's very popular. For
I can see. Yeah,
reasons.
I can see. Yeah.
She's very popular. There you go. The first ever run in wrestling connection.
I don't know how we feel about this segment. Happer says, what is going on? Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Well, Happer's not in on either, so I didn't expect him to enjoy this at all. Mm. He's not in on the running. He's not in on the wrestling.
Is that the first time Happer's ever commented on our YouTube?
He commented a little bit earlier today, too, when he said, I like the idea that John doesn't run out of respect for his joints. Yeah, that's why you do it.
That and respect, just
it's
respect
like, man,
in general.
Imagine all the health benefits, but no, I want to respect my joints.
You know, there are other things you can do that are as healthy as well that doesn't require you to run.
Like tickle chain.
No, like that's tickling not, chains.
Tickling chains doesn't burn as many calories in an hour as
running
does.
One of these days,
does.
I'm going to get you out there to tickle some chains,
I've
Josh.
Done it. I hate it. I think it's stupid. But I can't wait for the Grimvitational. It's going to be a lovely time for all.
Did you hate it because you're bad at it?
Probably. That's what I would ask John. Do you hate running because you're bad at it?
Oh, I'm not good at it.
That's
I
why
hate
it
because
it.
It's
I can't
boring.
Imagine John run.
It was literally the worst thing that we had. Remember those days?
You drive
in PE,
an hour every day to
you know,
work.
You go to PE class and it's like, oh, we're playing volleyball today. Oh, we're doing. There were 2 days in PE class you hated the most. One was square dancing day, and the other one was, we're all going to run a mile. Oh, my God.
Mile day sucked.
I don't like running the mile either. That's why I do 26.2.
Stupid idea.
If it was the inside mile.
Yeah, I don't like
20 laps around the gym.
Just a dumb
idea. I got a text from somebody who was listening. Two texts, in fact. Well, three if you count the photo attached. And that was the Rhea.
Rhea.
Person asked, people like this woman?
Yes.
And then followed up with, wrestling is ass.
Your ass.
Thank you to this unnamed friend of the Grum. Thank you.
Are they unnamed because they're cowards?
No, because it was a private text to me, so I don't...
Oh.
If people privately text me, I don't want to read their names on the air.
Sounds like a coward.
Let's see. Chief1999, loving this segment. Jeff writes, this segment's still better than What's for Dinner. Jeff,
wow.
What is up with this slander?
That's just
slander.
Jimmy's burner.
I'm excited. Oh, thank you. It is. I'm excited for What's for Dinner today. I got a good old-fashioned friend that's making a return to What's for Dinner.
An old-fashioned?
Oh, that'll be
an old-fashioned friend.
On the West Coast, I'm going to have an old-fashioned.
Eating mutton?
No, not that old-fashioned, John. I'm not the liver king. No liver for your boy. How do we feel about this segment, Nick? Grade it.
Fine with it. I wasn't expecting to hear the Undertaker.
Fine with it. Is that a grade? I don't recall getting a fine with it on one of my papers in high school.
Nah,
I didn't listen to that segment, and then when he was talking about shooting a kid in the face, or a kid shooting
well,
him in the face.
Well, the kid wanted to shoot him first.
I wasn't expecting that.
Remember, Han shot first.
Tapper says enchiladas. Oh, I wish. Well, I think we're having enchiladas next week, though.
Oh, congrats.
Congrats.
Let's go with the enchiladas.
Is that the first time since you were married?
Yeah.
Travis says, better than listening to Mitch Holtis. Hurt and Husker fan, Josh and I usually don't agree so much. Wrestling sucks. Ray isn't my type. Tickling chains, also not fun, but for real wrestling talk, come on. Interesting. And Tony says, I say that the running loser segment should be just wrestling. Wow.
What about wrestling and tickling?
No. Okay, you want to talk about something nobody cares about? That.
Many people do. Many people like tickle, Josh.
No, not as many as like wrestling or running.
Hey, we're trying to do a Grim Vitational. We're not trying to do a Josh Marathon.
Why don't we
do a Josh Marathon?
Well, Shafe has that idea.
Because I don't want to be liable, and I don't want the company to be liable for all the busted knees and ankles and other joints that get destroyed.
Well, just do it when it's 50 degrees outside. It'll feel like you're running in the 70s.
Nick, that is actually a great point. Mornings like today, perfect running days.
And I don't want to teach fake math and fake science.
I need you.
I thought we ended this crap after COVID.
I need both of you to do a little research because you're really coming across like a couple of poopy heads right now.
I've
done some research.
When Tom Bavacqua was on the KM3 weather and he would tell me it's going to be 65 today. He was lying to me.
I mean, it is.
He was telling me it was actually 85.
If you run for 26.2 miles, it would feel that way.
Well, that would be stupid. Why would I do that?
I get it.
Because you get a medal.
It's like the wind chill, how the wind chill makes it feel colder. It's the run chill.
So it's all about the participation trophy?
No, it's about the process. It's about the journey, not the destination.
Or the run heat?
I love the 18 weeks. The day, the medal is fun, but the 18 weeks are what it's all about.
The destination.
18 weeks of your knees every time you take a step.
Feeling
going,
great.
You're killing me. Well,
look
you're
at this.
Killing me.
Look at these knees.
Did your dad stop running because of his knees?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Just going to slander my dad now.
I wasn't
slandering.
I was asking. It was a genuine question.
No, my dad actually tore his ACL playing basketball
when
I was a teenager, and then he came back and ended up doing 14 marathons after that. So, seems like his knees are doing just fine, Nick.
Well, good knees.
Beat cancer while he was at it, too.
Congrats on the great knees.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Go, Dad.
That is awesome.
Jed says, as someone that walks about 12 miles a day, running is stupid and pointless.
Thank you, Jed.
Jed, I would disagree.
Jed, who probably has no respect for that segment at all. But
I am stunned that people aren't like, Josh does make a good point about the health benefits, though. The health benefits.
You know what else is good health benefits? Carrying the mail, as Jed is.
I mean, yeah. It's,
mowing.
It's good. Walking is good for the heart.
Walking is good for the heart.
It is
good for the heart.
And running is bad for the joints.
They say exercise an hour a day. Exercise an hour a day.
I'm going to do that tonight with the dog.
Danielle says big running is a scam. Sheeple.
Sheeple.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I would say this. Of all the segments we've done lately, I don't know if we've had one that has gotten this much feedback so soon.
Yeah.
I'd say unqualified success.
So it's
back next week.
Another thing.
Ahead of Eugene.
Another thing that would be a success after many runners blow out their knees.
Wow.
Are the donated tendons for those Like that. Now that's a transition.
Well done.
GoodGuysSaveLives.com. Honestly, folks, registered donors can someday save up to 8 lives through organ donation, help hundreds of others through tissue donation. It does not matter your age. It does not matter your health condition. Anyone can register to donate. Please check that box next time you register for your driving, hunting, or fishing license, or visit GoodGuysSaveLives.com. Tissue donation like bone, skin, tendons, corneas, and a whole lot more can really make a difference in someone's life, especially if they have overcome reconstructive surgery due to breast cancer, or they have had bone grafts due to traumatic accidents or other cancers. It's so helpful, and it's so easy, and it's not going to cost you or your family a thing. So please visit that website, GoodGuysSaveLives.com. Find out how you can register to be an organ and tissue donor today at GoodGuysSaveLives.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.